On Tuesday evening at 7 o'clock, the PJM region experienced a new all-time record for electricity use in the wintertime. It was about 141,000 megawatts. That's about 5,000 megawatts more than the previous record from 7 years ago. And to give some perspective, that's enough electricity to power a small to medium-sized city. The increase is enough to power a small to medium-sized city.
So you really did hit two records yesterday, didn't you?
The cold temperatures, let me start over. The cold temperatures have driven electricity use to record demands for the wintertime. Yesterday morning, we saw a new peak demand for electricity use, and last night at 7 o'clock, we saw an even higher demand for electricity. The high demand last night was about 5,000 megawatts higher than the previous record, and that increase is to give some perspective, is enough to run a small to medium-sized city.
What yesterday you did the PJM did offer suggestions for people to cut back. You did ask for voluntary conservation. Did that seem to help in any discernible way?
PJM and its members had asked consumers to try to cut back on their use of electricity and defer use of major appliances to help stretch the power supplies during the extreme cold. And that was very important to helping us get through this record-breaking period. We asked for folks to continue doing that on Wednesday morning. After we get past the morning hours, we should be in pretty good shape, and that will no longer be necessary. Major reason is that it's not nearly as cold as it was, still very cold, but across our region we're seeing higher temperatures and lower forecasts for demand, lower forecasts for the use of electricity.
So you're kind of hoping they continue to do it for morning, but this afternoon maybe you can go back to your normal use.
Once we get past the mid-morning, then the demand for electricity typically levels off, and so we won't need conservation. And with the warmer temperatures this afternoon compared to yesterday, then we should be in really good shape with the power supply. I guess it's kind of ironic to talk about temperatures in the teens and 20s as warmer, but compared to the single digits, it is an improvement.
Do you did you find it necessary to take any extra measures in terms of cutting voltage? I hadn't heard that they did, but I wasn't sure. I thought I'd better ask you that.
On Tuesday, we did not reduce voltage. We didn't need to Monday night because several generating plants suddenly shut down all around the same time. We had a short voltage reduction, short period of time when there was a voltage reduction in order to make up for that immediate loss. Most people probably don't know that happened, and that's what happens with a voltage reduction. It helps to reduce demand, but it's almost unnoticeable.